Listener Production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. It's good news for regional Victorian rail commuters. The Rail, Tram and Bus Union will no longer be striking this Friday as negotiations continue. The union had been threatening a 9-hour strike between 3am and midday. Trains will continue to run along the Gippsland and Seymour routes, but passengers are being encouraged to stay up to date for any changes on the V-Line website. A man in his 40s was taken to Goulburn Valley Health yesterday after a collision in Orvale early yesterday morning. Crews were called to the scene east of Shepparton around 6:50am, the pedestrian receiving upper and lower body injuries. Any witnesses or those with dashcam footage should get in touch with Crime Stoppers. To Gippsland, where the Bass Highway was also closed due to a collision yesterday morning between Inverloch and Wonthaggi. It's thought a car was slowing to turn right when it was rear-ended. A country MP is warning another cost of living hit's on the horizon for regional families in the lead up to winter. Euroa MP Annabel Cleland fears the cost of firewood will soar for a range of reasons, including the limited number of places you can get it.
As an example, if you live in Benalla, the nearest place that you can collect firewood is half an hour away. Some of these you actually require four-wheel drive access. So gone are the days that you can drive down some of the remote or regional roads and actually help with reducing the fire loads in our communities.
And Latrobe City Mayor Darren Howe says he had a good chat with the Federal Regional Development Minister Christy McBain during a recent trip to Canberra, focusing on local housing, jobs and tourism. Checking the latest in sport now, and another chance for the Gippsland Stars VNL side tonight when they take on the Hawk squad. It follows last week's win over the Bendigo Strikers, taking down the Challengers by 4 points. Play gets underway at the State Netball Centre tonight from 7pm, with another game set for the City West Falcons next week. And the Gambies, Mark Nolans, won Cricketer of the Year at Cricket Shepparton's Awards Night. Over the past few months, he snagged 242 runs for the squad.